we receive the light, as we receive our holy remembrance. They're asking us to call upon our greater self, our greater guidance, our greatest counterpart, because as we're most willing, to allow that clear advancement, to allow that clear assurance, to allow that regular pleasure, we unite with our sacred heart. We unite with victory. So we want to remember that we're the ones that are in charge of the roadmap. We're the ones that continue to say yes, and we can continue to consent to forward advancement. So as we will seal our ties with our fate, that means to allow the true beginnings to emerge, to allow that faithfulness they're saying to be real. And so that real is like to come front and center. They're showing me the death card. That has been showing up periodically. This is not physical death. This is transformation. So we're dying to old beliefs. We're dying to false claims. And specifically, what's coming through is false claims in regards to our limitation. So in other words, who we think we are, what we think we can self-endorse, in English, like what we're privy to, what our responsibilities are. So the responsibilities are not about responsibilities to others. It's about responsibility to our own soul, to our own light, to our own makeup. So as we will receive, oh my gosh, energies, as we will receive the garden of good pleasure, we are awakening to our soul. We are awakening to our truth. And at last, we're stepping through. And when I said stepping through, it's like we're stepping through this veil of illusion into our holy ministry. So the ministry is like administering to our own gifts, to our own entitlements, to our own assurance. So in English, it's waking up to our full consent. All that's available to us that has been like in this, they're saying a storehouse of riches, a storehouse of riches that is now coming to, and I literally see, like, just imagine trying on jewelry and hats and gloves and whatever it is. So in other words, it's all here. It's all here, sort of like in this grown-up playhouse, if you will. So what we're choosing to do is to self-actualize. What we're choosing to do is to come erect. So when I said come erect, it was like all of a sudden I lit up. I just lit up. And so this is what we're coming to recognize: our own achievement. We're coming to recognize our own true nature. So the achievement has to do with soul recognition. So it's not what we've achieved in this incarnation. It's who we are as a soul. It's how we show up station after station, lifetime after lifetime. And they're saying, well, what would be the word? Loosely, it's like many movies. But they're not just talking about earth incarnations. So this is about our liftoff. This is about our true presentation. This is about our holy consent. So as we will allow ourselves the light, as we will allow ourselves our true nature, as we will allow ourselves, additional circumstance, So this means allowing circumstances to shift and come through with full measure, so that we may align, so that we may gift, so that we may understand our riches, understand our true circuitry, understand our light, understand our liberty. So the circumstances is knowing our truth. The circumstances is allowing like all the circuitry to light up. And with this, it's we come fully on board. So we come fully ignited. So as we will allow our true gifts of ascension, as we will allow our true, it's so funny. It's coming through where I'm just not picking up the English very well. So again, it's coming through. They want me to explain this because this is happening for a lot of us. We're receiving like soul records. We're receiving upgrades that have like yet to be defined. They have yet to be, they're saying like whittled down. In other words, it's through the ownership, it's through the partnership that we come to understand our power, our divinity, our holy remembrance. And so it's like tumbling in so quickly, I'm losing words. And they're saying, that's okay, that's okay. Just keep keep riding the waves, keep riding the waves. Because what we're receiving is the essence of love. What we're receiving is the essence of the Christ endorsement. So that love is far-reaching. We want to remember that we give love to another, to outer circumstances, to those that we serve, to the masterful extent that we allow those true provisions to coincide with our own gifting, to coincide with our own loveliness, to coincide with our own platform. In other words, we can only love to the extent that we truly understand love within ourselves. So to love the self. So what we're doing is self-endorsing. In other words, we're permitting ourselves to know our truth. We're permitting ourselves to know our light. We're permitting ourselves to know our grandness. Now, on the one hand, when I'm listening to this, it's like, I think we've said this before, but we're receiving it on second occurrence. So it's almost like, imagine pancakes, and it's like one pancake, two pancake, or layers of cake or whatever is yummy and delicious to you. So the idea is that we're coming into agreement. We're coming into divine union. We're coming into full allowance, full endorsement. So in essence, we're the ones that are consenting. We're the ones that are saying yes. And I'm seeing, I'm just going to call it sacred geometry, but there are specific symbols that are being offered to each of us, and it carries a lot of it's some kind of like coding that's just activating us. It's activating us and showing us our way, showing us our light, showing us our true unfoldment. So as I'm receiving this energy, I'm just getting these flashbacks. I mean, like these random flashbacks where it's like, oh my gosh, what was that? What was that? So this is really about riding with the energy this evening. It's not so much like a talk therapy session as much as an energetic invitation. And so the more that we trust the light, the more that we trust our true remembrance, what we're doing is we're sealing our fate. What we're doing is we're coming into to divine consent with our they're saying utmost authority. So remember, the authority is what we're taking back. We are coming into our full agreement. We are coming into our full circuitry. So this light, they're saying, is ever reaching. So it's activating, just on a personal level, it's activating, just sequencing where it's like codes are being activated. And so for me, it's oh gosh, I just keep feeling different, and then it's just kind of bouncing around, moving around. It's not bouncing, it's moving around. So as we will find our proper placement, this is about, in English, it's about allowing yourself to self-endorse, to allow yourself full permission to be your true self. That's the bottom line. That's what we're about right now, is allowing ourselves our true remembrance. So this is where we're not trying to fit into another equation. So imagine you have an algebra equation, and it's like, well, the answer is 4. So if I can figure out how to present with a vibration of 4, then I can be included, then I can fit in. So that's what we're releasing, is adherence to circumstances. In other words, trying to fit in to an outer agreement, an outer equation, and to allowing our full light, to allow our full establishment, because this is what has been suppressed. This is what we have sort of like quieted down or submerged or kept hidden or whatever it is. And so now It's about full activation, full retrieval. So as we will receive our holy advancement, as we will receive our priority of acquaintance. So this is about really we're coming into acquaintance with our true remembrance. I'm suddenly seeing things from like, oh my gosh, I probably was 8 or something like that. And so this is the point. I'm seeing this in a flash. So it's something I saw, but it's aligning me with my soul in essence. So it's like soul retrieval. So as we will receive our full occurrence. So when I say full occurrence, it was like, oh gosh, how do I put this in words? It kind of just came all around us. So it's this, how do I explain this? It's just going round and round. I'm just losing my words here tonight, and that's okay. It's going round and it's like circuitry. It's circuitry. So every time we're receiving this energy, it's waking us up to our true remembrance. In a nutshell, that's all we need to know, is allowing yourself the gift of true remembrance, allowing yourself the gift of inclusion, the gift of inclusion. So this means including our previous consent, including our holy remembrance, and allowing that to shift our perspective, allowing that to shift our lives. So I'm seeing like dominoes when they're all lined up and you hit one and then they all get affected. So what we receive in terms of the light in that one moment, we want to remember that light is presented in all factions. In other words, it touches all far-reaching conclusions. So whatever in your present day reality needs the light, needs the remembrance, you're now one with your true establishment. So it's like the same scene's gonna present, whatever you're still engaged in consciousness, well, it's going to arrive. However, you're receiving the benefit of the new endorsement. So again, they're presenting me with the death card. So we're dying to the old perspective where we were, they're saying like chiseled out. But what they mean is they're saying freeze frame, like we were presenting certain parts. So we would show up with the part that fit into the remedy versus coming complete, coming in full establishment. So when we bring forth that full endorsement and we travel with these energies of faith, in other words, the just your little storylines, whatever's occurring, we bring forth the remedy. In other words, we bring forth the test to measure. We solve the problems. We solve the current situations with our holiness. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're up to now in faith, is we're returning to our true destination. We're returning to our true station. So again, these have been like tests of measure. In other words, helping us to return to our full multidimensional awareness. So as we will grow in faith, and so the faith is in our true essence, our true self, to return in full measure, to allow all of yourself to present. And with this, we're going to see things through new vision. So again, when I say new, oh God, they've got another word for it, but it's like new for us because we've been without full retrieval. But it's in essence, it's coming home. It's coming home. So you can think of it as like coming full circle. Coming full circle. So this is like the unedited version of self. So as we will claim our state of renewal, as we will claim our assertive value, as we will claim our full return, our full return. So this is where it's new, but it's also returning. We do so in agreement of our totality. In other words, allowing our divine presence to fully integrate into what we are still dreaming, what we're still working out in form. So in essence, we're merging with our light, we're merging with our truth. So what I'm looking at is, like, at first, I'm still gonna have my little wings. I'm still gonna have the fear. I'm still gonna have the trepidation, whatever it may be. But as I will settle in, because remember, it's like some of the old still there, some of the old still there. As I will settle, I will have the full endorsement, which means I have full privilege, full extension. And with that awareness comes new decision making, new choices, because now we're working in full circulation. We're working out other aspects of self that we had parted ways with. And so with that full self, we have new choice. We have new remembrance. So there's no, like, we have to. There's no have to's. There's no shoulds. It's simply availability. We have the right to extend ourselves in full spectrum. So from there, we're going to recognize choices where it's like, oh my gosh, I never even considered that. Like, why didn't I see that before? It's going to feel like that. Why didn't I see that before? Because we're more evolved. So this is what we are calling forth on a higher level. It's not like someone out in the ethers decided to grant this to us. We, in our agreement with our higher awareness, said, yes, it's now time. It's now time. So the more that we remember that we're the ones at advantage, we're the ones calling the shot, we're the ones placing the order. Now I'm ready for a new delivery, like takeout food. So this is the point for us to get into alignment with our power, with our self-endorsement, with our self-activating pleasure. In other words, when these attunements come forth, they come forth because of our request, because of our readiness, because of our entitlement. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive our entitlement, we do so with trust of the extending faith. In other words, what we will now be shown, what will now be available. And so we trust because we know that we're ready to play in this new, they're saying sing-song, in other words, new vibrational reality. So what we receive is perfect for our next conclusion. In other words, we're never given too much, and everything to our satisfaction. So remember, each of us are in agreement with our higher self, and whatever we deem fit, whatever our next step is now what is available for our grace and pleasure. So as we will receive this attunement in full outstanding placement, we are activating our delivery. So just imagine this energy following us, granting us permission to see with light. So this is where, whether we had fear, whether we had judgment, whether we were just so used to an old pattern, it's like suddenly we're leaning against a door and the door starts moving. Like, what happened there? It's because we're evolving, because we're ready. And so with that, it's like, oh, well, what if I just do this? And so what I'm seeing is my example is where I would still have a little nervousness of, well, how's someone going to react to me? It's suddenly like, well, when I self-endorse, in other words, when I have good pleasure with my own reaction, with my own decision-making, it's like that fear of another, it just kind of falls away because I've taken back the reins. So that's how it's showing up for me. So what we're allowing ourselves to do is to lighten our path, lighten our station, lighten our union. In other words, bringing light to all endorsements. So that means allowing all circumstances, wherever we think we need help, wherever we're struggling, wherever we think everything's really groovy, we're ready to rock and roll. Imagine it getting better. Imagine it getting easier. Imagine something that you're projecting to take a year happening overnight. Because when we step into new vibration, when we step into new frequency, we're no longer playing by the old formula. We're no longer playing by the old rules. So this really has to do with our consent to our holiness, our consent to our new vibratory stance. That's how we create the shift. That's how we create the miracles. Doesn't have to take a long time. Time is just a construct. It's all here and present, waiting for our consent. So as we will receive in faith, they're asking us again to have faith in our own divine essence, in our own divine union, our own divine pleasure. They mentioned this the other day, to take pleasure. Sometimes we get tied up in the struggle of ascension. It's like, oh, here comes my shadow self or whatever it is. The more that we can see this as in good pleasure, to release the need to suffer through this, the faster we can skip, faster we can assimilate. So let us receive in good measure. And as we do this, it's like they're showing like a choir of angels, like singing hallelujah. So we're singing hallelujah in advance because we're coming into agreement with their sacred heart and welcoming in, like they're saying, the new chimes, so the new music, the new harmonies, the new fragrance, the new vibration. Let us receive. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. They're showing me the fear card, so I know what my next step is. Walk through the fear. All right, so that's my little personal message to myself. We're going to see how we can...